Good to have back in our airwaves once again at High Plains Radio. It's the great, the one and only, the great Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Magazine. Bob, good to have you back, sir.
Yeah, that is great. You read that exactly the way I wrote it, Rich. You're insane. Thank you.
Always good to have you on the airwaves, Bob. It's been a couple of weeks now, and here we are at a semifinal Friday coming up. It's been a great couple of rounds in the playoffs. I know you're following everything, and boy, it's C1. We gave it a shot, the Bison and the Adams Central Patriots, but just things didn't go our way on Friday night there at Wyland Field.
Well, okay, first of all, it's always great to be on. Love talking football with your people down in that part of the world. Yeah, there's a lot of things conspired against McCook football last Friday. Not adamant quarterback. I told somebody the other day, Rich, and you see it all the time, but my deal is Adam's the kind of kid that can, I don't want to say dominate, that's a little strong, but he can completely control a game without having 500 yards of offense. I mean, he's got such great leadership skills, and that big play is always in his back pocket. You know, you don't always need it. But sometimes just presence, especially at the high school level, really, presence means so much, and not having him there was probably way worse than any statistics that he might have generated. But and getting a rematch with Adams Central, I mean, you know, you got to beat everybody if you're going to win. They could have done without a rematch early, especially against a team this act. Adams Central, you know, the only losses have been to unbeaten teams, and now they've avenged one of those. So, yeah, you know, it's disappointing. It's like we were talking before we started taping, you know, what you want to say is, well, you know, we had 10 wins, we had a great season, so much to be, you know, proud of and all that. That's way down the list after a loss like that. And, you know, the beauty of it is, and you know this, you know, kids are a lot more, they're a lot more pliable than adults. You know, the adults are still carrying this around with a heavy heart and whatnot, and the kids are going to move on. They're going to move on to the next deal. It is. I will say this, as an outsider, you know, Nebraska high school football is better for having McCook be really good, and McCook was really good.
Yep, had a great season. Going to be interesting, Bob, now with the semis there in C1 and everything else, but those semifinals, C1 with Pierce and Aurora both hosting those games, is everything just kind of looking like those two heavyweights will be meeting for the finals there in Class C1 when it's all said and done?
Yeah, I mean, they're the two best teams. I don't think there's much doubt about that. They are the two best teams. However, I will say this, and hard for me to even conceive of saying this out loud, but Aurora is awesome. And when Aurora is hitting, you know, when they've got their best players going full tilt, it's tough to see them getting beat. All right, but I saw Boone play the other night, and you know, Ashland Greenwood is a really good football team, and Boone just jumped all over him. They were just kind of wandering around there for a quarter and a half. You know, Boone forced a turnover. There was a little crack. They scored 21 points where you turn your head and completely dominated the game from that point forward. Like I said, it's tough to imagine Aurora or Pierce getting beat. I don't think either one will. I will say that Boone, I will say what I've said before. If you go back the last 15 years in C1, pick a number, 15 years. Boone and Ashland Greenwood both would have won several state championships. They're that good. It's just that Aurora and Pierce are generationally good. And so, you know, it's food for thought. I think Adams Central's in some pretty deep water playing Pierce because that offense is just so relentless. And they played great defense. They shut out Lakeview the other night until they got ahead 26-0. So, anyway, It certainly looks like we're going to get the final that we thought we would get several weeks ago. Still got two games to play.
awful excited to have Hitchcock County make it to a semifinal round. I tell you, the Falcons have just steamrolled over everybody, Bob, in this playoffs, and they just did give up their first touchdown to Elm Creek, I think, in that second half sometimes. But, boy, they'll get a challenge, I'm sure, from Bloomfield coming up on Friday just down the road in Trenton.
Well, okay, so I understand there was a team meeting, you know, after the touchdown was scored. You know, what's going on? You know, we can't let people get within 50 of us like this. So it is, you know, we've been down this path, but it just bears repeating. I mean, this is one of the great stories of the last generation of Nebraska high school football. When people go back, take the time to go back and look and see what passed for a Hitchcock County football program even 5 years ago, and to see what is going on now is amazing. There's the perfect nexus. You got the right coach come along that didn't take anything for granted. He didn't. You know, Coach Raff didn't just show up and go, well, we'll do what we can here. You know, Coach Raff is used to winning, and he just figured he'd win there. And that was a huge, you know, they talk about culture and all that. Just, you know, the kids' confidence, just hearing that, had to soar. And then when you combine that with the fact that they've got just the right number of really good football players at Hitchcock County, I don't think, you wouldn't want to go 15 on 15. But 8 on 8, those guys are good. And they've been good. And, you know, they are one step away from a state final. The beauty of it is, Rich, and you know this, people listening know this, they've been here before. They were in this game before, just last year. They kind of know all the nuances that go in with it. Bloomfield, weirdly enough, you know, with the second longest playoff streak in state history, hasn't been. You know, they've been away for a little bit. They have a really, people who don't know, Bloomfield's got an exciting, really exciting group of underclassmen. Junior heavy at the skill positions, and they have one trump card, Rich, that I don't know if you can, it's tough to overcome. The fact when your number one player is named Wiley, you got something, all right? Wiley Ziegler, if you're at the game, I'll guarantee you, do not kick to him. Randall, I know you're listening. Don't kick the ball to that kid. He's got 9 returns for touchdowns. Anyway, Bloomfield will give them a go, but, I mean, you look at the track record, there's just no way that Hitchcock isn't a substantial favorite in this game.
You know, the winner of that game will face the winner of the other D2 semifinal, and we're kind of hoping we're going to see Dundee County Stratton there, but the Tigers ran into that buzzsaw called Howell's Dodge last week, Bob, and Howell's Dodge sounds like they're bigger and better than ever, huh?
Here's the deal about Howell's Dodge simply hasn't had very many chances to open up the throttle. I mean, they've been just so far superior to the competition that you haven't seen, well, you certainly haven't seen play four quarters, even 3 quarters, really. Dundee's got a good football team. Dundee is going to be in contention for being preseason number one next year with all those underclassmen coming back. But, you know, it's Howell's Dodge, for one thing. Coach Spears has won 10 state championships. He must have some idea of what he's doing. And then this year's team is built around a core of veteran, big, strong, athletic players. There isn't anything funny about it. Anybody who went down there from Benkelman and saw the game, they're not in it to, you know, make a fuss. They're just in to just beat you up. And that's what they've done to everybody. And, Dundee's season certainly is not diminished at all by that outcome. Howell's Dodge is good. And I tell you what, if there's lightning in a bottle, and that is extraordinarily unlikely, because, again, I just don't think anybody's going to beat, that includes Hitchcock, is going to beat Howell's Dodge. Central Valley, you know, they're 1-22 against BDS, and the reason they won is they're fast. They're able to make the corner. They were able to make some big plays. They're not going to stand in the middle of the ring and just trade punches. They're going to try and hit you with some big plays. You know, that's got a chance to work if you can have some success at the line of scrimmage, which nobody's done against Howell's Dodge so far.
We mentioned the two classes where we have area teams. And how about any of the other classes? Really, there's been some good games. There's been a few surprises in some of those over the past couple of weeks in the playoff run, hasn't there, Bob?
Well, there have. There's been a lot of stuff that has gone on. I always go back to this, okay? A seeding, just like a wild card point average, is a number. All right, you got to have a number in order to order things, okay? But really, they don't mean much, except sometimes they kind of do play out a little bit, because not only do we still have five number one seeds still playing in the semifinals, we've got five different games where one and two are still in play. And, it's not going to happen for St. Cecilia, which was in a dangerous situation, having to go up to Battle Creek. That kind of cried out upset from the beginning. And as far as what happened with Potter Dix, the other number one that got beat last week, that was amazing. Now, granted, their quarterback, Braden Kasten, hurt his hand right before halftime. They were trading touchdowns with Pawnee and just kind of petered out in the second half. But that was pretty stunning. But we do. The cream has basically risen to the top. We do have 1-11 and 2-12 seeds that are still playing. And if I was to pick one out of that group that could win state, you didn't ask me to do that, but Creighton Prep and A. Creighton Prep and A, they've lost three times way back when. I think they've won, six, seven in a row, something like that. Their defense is unbelievably good. And you can win with defense. You don't have to win every game 40-30. And, they held Elkhorn South, which was just going gangbusters offensively, to 3 points. And forced five turnovers. I don't know. There you go. There's a team that could go from 11-1 fairly easily. We'll see.
If you had a game to go to this Friday, Bob, or one or two, maybe you've already made that schedule out already. What's it going to be?
Well, I'm like, there's so many great ones. They're all great. There is no such thing as a bad game, obviously. It's the state semifinals. But, all eyes are on Northeast Nebraska. I mean, truly, there is a state semifinal about every 50 feet up there. I love eight-man football. I tell you what, I really want to see Neely and St. Pat's. St. Pat's got the really bad news. Their star running back, Jackson Roberts, got hurt. Again, that's 3 years in a row that his season has come to an early close due to injury. That hasn't mattered very much. Their line, they have got a veteran senior line that's just been dominating people. And we'll see what they can do against the eight-man all-time total yardage champion now, Aiden Kuster, who's the quarterback at Neely. A lot of drama in that one. There's great games everywhere, but that's one that immediately comes to mind. And one thing is for sure, just like last Saturday morning or Friday night, depending on how much time you spend on your phone, there'll be some more surprises.
Bob, great stuff again. Thanks a million. Once again, late in the season, hard to believe the fall football season, a couple of weeks left, and it is a done deal for another great year.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a great night. I'm happy for all the kids that are still playing. There's a lot of other kids that have achieved great things all this season, and we're happy for them. I do know that nothing. You talk about things that make your football season. Having Ben Harden sitting on my sofa in Gretna 2 weeks ago, I still haven't got my breath back, really. But there he was, Ben Harden. So
and he hasn't changed a bit over the years, has he?
No, I sure wish for his sake he had, but you're right. Yeah, he hasn't. Yeah, same old Ben. Always good to see him.
You will love those classmates of yours, don't you?
We had our moments. So.
There you go. Bob, good to talk to you as always, sir. Enjoy the games, and we will talk to you again down the line, big guy.
You bet. You bet, Rich. Thanks a lot. Appreciate being on.